We're back here on the Coors Light Giants pregame show. My name is John Schmelke. It's time for the Giants Spotlight, brought to you by PSEG. You can manage your account online by going to PSEG.com. And in this week's Spotlight is Giants safety Antrell Roll. Trell, first let's look back a little bit to that Saint game. Your defense continued to force turnovers, something you've done a great job of all year long. What is it about the players, your coach, your defensive coordinator, and the scheme that allows you guys to turn over opposing offenses so much?
Well, first and foremost, I think, you know, our coaches put together an excellent game plan and put us in position to make plays and put us in the position where, you know, best suits our abilities. So going out there and attacking the ball and creating turnovers, you know, that's just a want-to mentality, you know, and taking advantage of opportunity once it presents itself.
What can you say about the job Stevie Brown's done stepping in for the injured Kenny Phillips?
Stephen Brown, he's done an exceptional job for us. You know, a guy who's definitely taking advantage of his opportunities and made the best of it, and he's helped this team, you know, in tremendous ways. And Coach Mayer works with him a lot. You know, a lot of one-on-one conversation, and you know, he just pretty much does everything Coach Mayer tells him to do, and puts himself in a position at the right place at the right time. And you know, he has a knack for the ball. He has great instincts, and he believes in those instincts, and he attacks, and that's what allows him to make those such great plays.
And he wouldn't be able to make those plays. The defense wouldn't be able to do what it does without your versatility. I mean, I'm sure when you came, you expected to play a lot more traditional safety. You've been in the slot. You've played corner. Even it looked like you were playing linebacker a little bit a couple weeks ago when you had that big nickel package out there. Have you been surprised at how many different roles this team has asked you to fill and, frankly, how well you've done at it?
Well, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, everything I do is for the team. You know, I'm not a selfish player on any means. And, you know, of course, I would love to get interceptions and do all this and do all things I'm used to doing. But, you know, one thing I love more than getting all that is wins. You know, I love winning. And whatever the team asks me to do, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And just the fact that the team believes in my ability and believes that the fact that I can play all these different positions, it allows me to, you know, to relax a little bit and have the utmost confidence in myself. And, you know, I never want to let the team down. So I just go and I study as much as I can, make sure I'm very well prepared by game day, and just go out there and try to give them my all.
Did you see sufficient dog in your defense last week?
Yeah, you know, I definitely saw some Rottweilers out there attacking on Sunday. So we're looking for some pit bulls this week, though.
All right, and talk about it. It's going to be a tough challenge against the Falcons. Let's start the two wide receivers. Roddy White banged up. We'll see if he plays on game day. But what's the challenge of those two wideouts, and how are they similar, and more importantly, how are they different?
You know, I think you have two big, fast, physical wideouts, first and foremost. And they're similar in a lot of ways. You know, both of them, they can take contact. They look for contact a lot of times, and deep threat. Roddy White, you know, he's definitely a third down guy. You know, he's a guy that likes to go across the field through the middle. Any route, you know, you ask Roddy to write, you know, to run, you know, he runs it pretty well. And Julio Jones, you know, he's a stud out there. He's a stud wide receiver, young guy, fresh legs, and it shows on field.
And he's a big guy that can get you down the field. Pretty important to make sure you got a safety over the top on him with his size and speed combination, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, both of those guys can definitely stretch the field, and, you know, they have Matt Ice with the arm that can get it to him.
And then you have Tony Gonzalez in the middle, another guy, I think he's 82 catches, second in the NFL in red zone touchdown catches. He's a veteran. He maybe not the speed that he used to have, but what still makes him so effective at that advanced age?
The fact that he's been in the game so long, and honestly, there's nothing that you can throw at him defensive-wise that he's not going to be able to see. So, and understand, he's very, very crafty. He's still good in his route running. Like you see, you know, he might not have the speed that he's once had, but being that he's done it so long, you know, it just gives him that advantage, you know, over younger guys in this league today. And understanding, you know, the combination between himself, himself and Matty Ice, it just allows him, you know, to go out there and do great things, especially in the red zone.
Overall, how is their offense different this year with their new offensive coordinator, Dirk Koetter, as opposed to what you saw last year in the playoffs?
I think what's so different about them, I think this defensive coordinator understands the strengths and weaknesses of this team, of the team that they have. And like I said, I think they stretch the field a whole lot more. You know, they're using two running backs a whole lot more, which also, you know, gives them, you know, a different looks back there in the backfield. And, you know, they're just attacking. You know, they're attacking any which way they can. And Matty Ice, you know, he looks good back there. He's very quick in his decision-making and releasing the ball extremely quick.
Final question. Your team made the run to the Super Bowl last year, those final six games. The defense kind of turned it on. You guys became dominant. Do you see that coming? Do you feel your momentum building to that moment this year? And if not, What do you need to do to get there?
Still too early to tell. You know, still too early to tell. I think last week was a definite boost of confidence, and you know, we go out there and prove what we can do today. You know, it allows us to go out there and, you know, just put the foot down on us and just go out there and just try to be a better team all the way around, be a more consistent team, and, you know, don't hurt ourselves. Be smart as far as penalties and things of that nature, and go out there and attack.
Ancho, appreciate the time. Best of luck today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.